Informatica is a popular ETL, extract, transform, load, tool primarily used for developing data warehouses in various companies. Reportedly, more than 21,000 organizations in the United States utilizes Informatica, making it one of the most sought-after career paths. It is widely utilized in diverse industries, including healthcare, finance, insurance, marketing, nonprofit sectors, and others, leading to a growing demand for Informatica professionals. If you are looking for Informatica interview questions for both experienced and fresh candidates, you are at the right place. So let's get started. Question 1. What is Informatica? Answer: Informatica is a widely used ETL, extract, transform, load, tool used for data integration and data warehousing projects. Question 2. What are the different editions of Informatica PowerCenter? Answer: Informatica PowerCenter is available in 3 editions: Standard Edition, Advanced Edition, and Premium Edition. Question 3. What is a source qualifier transformation in Informatica? Answer: The source qualifier is a transformation used to represent the rows that the Informatica server reads from the source database. Question 4. Explain the difference between active and passive transformations. Answer: Active transformations change the number of rows passing through it, while passive transformations do not change the number of rows. Question 5. How a lookup transformation is used? Answer: A lookup transformation is used to look up data in a relational table and return a related value from the same or another table. Question 6. What are the different types of lookup caches in Informatica? Answer: The types of lookup caches are persistent cache, shared cache, and static cache. Question 7. Explain the rank transformation in Informatica. Answer: The rank transformation is used to select the top or bottom end records based on a specified condition. Question 8. How do you handle null values in Informatica? Answer: To handle null values, you can use the NVL function or configure the transformation properties to treat null values accordingly. Question 9. What is a connected and unconnected transformation? Answer: Connected transformations are directly connected to other transformations or targets, whereas unconnected transformations are not connected and called from other transformations. Question 10. How do you improve session performance in Informatica? Answer: Performance can be improved by increasing the session buffer size, using partitions, enabling pushdown optimization, etc. Question 11. What is incremental aggregation in Informatica? Answer: Incremental aggregation is a method to improve session performance by processing only new or changed data since the last run. Question 12. How do you load slowly changing dimensions, SCD, in Informatica? Answer: SCDs can be loaded using various techniques, such as using the Informatica SCD Type 1, Type 2, or Type 3 mappings. Question 13. Explain the difference between a router and a filter transformation. Answer: A router transformation directs data rows to different target pipelines based on specified conditions, while a filter transformation only passes rows that meet a specific condition. Question 14. What is parameter file in Informatica? Answer: A parameter file is a text file used to store values that can be referenced from Informatica workflows. Question 15. How do you handle data type conversions in Informatica? Answer: Informatica provides various functions like tocar, todate, tonumber to handle data type conversions. Question 16. What is a workflow in Informatica? Answer: A workflow is a set of instructions that defines the order in which tasks and sessions are run in Informatica. Question 17. Explain the concept of data partitioning in Informatica. Answer: Data partitioning is the process of dividing data into smaller subsets to be processed parallelly, improving session performance. Question 18. What is a maplet, and how is it used in Informatica? Answer: A maplet is a reusable object that represents a set of transformations and can be used in multiple mappings. Question 19. What are the different types of OLAP caches in Informatica? Answer: The types of OLAP caches are detail cache, index cache, and data cache. Question 20. How can you run a session in Informatica in a sequential batch? Answer: You can use the command task to execute the Informatica session in a sequential batch. Thank you for listening to our podcast.